Scripture lesson today comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. Listen now for God's word to you in this reading of Scripture. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her animals. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servant girls. She calls from the highest places in the town. You that are simple, turn in here. To those without sense, she says, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Lay aside immaturity and live and walk in the way of discernment. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us, thanks be to God.
Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them labor and work honestly with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave self up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, and for the word within us. Thanks be to God. He was born the son of a kosher butcher and his wife on March the 22nd in 1923 in Strasbourg, near the French-German border. When he was 21, the Germans invaded France during World War II. And his father was taken to Auschwitz, where he died in 1944. He and his older brother changed the family name to be named after an 18th century French general, and both of the brothers became part of the French underground. He found he had a talent for forging documents to help young Jewish men avoid the Nazi concentration camps. And he also helped spirit children across the border to neutral Switzerland. Toward the end of the war, he joined the Free French Forces, fighting alongside U.S. troops under General George S. Patton. It was before 3,000 of Patton's soldiers that he gave his first major performance. And in 1946, he began his studies in Paris at the School of Dramatic Art in the Sarah Bernhardt Theater as a student of Charles Dullin. He hoped to become a great actor, but when he encountered French mime master Étienne Decroux, who proclaimed him as a born mime, Marcel Marceau changed his life's course. The word mime has its roots in the Greek word mimos, which is also the root of the word mimetes. And mimetes is the word Paul uses when he writes, "Therefore be imitators. Therefore be mimics. Therefore be mimes of God." And we respond, "What? Be like God? Me?" It actually scares us so much that many Bible versions use a somewhat watered-down translation and say, "Be followers of God." You see, it's much less threatening to follow someone than to imitate them. But then again, maybe imitation brings a whole new dimension to what it means to follow. How are we to therefore be imitators of God? Well, one place to begin would be the laundry list that Paul gives us in the previous verses. "Put away falsehood and speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. And do not let the sun go down on your anger. Work honestly so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful in building up the community as there is need, so that your words may give grace. Put away all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you." So there you go. It's that simple. This is how we imitate God. Now, there's a saying going around here among our aging population that says, "Growing old is not for sissies." Well, the same can be said for imitating God. It looks easy, but it ain't easy. But I'll tell you one thing that is easy. Imitating someone who stimulates and motivates our deep fears and prejudices. Someone who only says things we are thinking, and does things we would secretly like to do. It is so easy that soon we are saying the unsayable and doing the undoable as we follow and imitate falseness. Or, as Paul puts it, make room for evil. That's easy. And all we have to do is look around. Look at the mobs outside school board meetings and health clinics. Look at the suspicion, fear, and obstruction being legislated in governing bodies across our country. Look at the abandonment of basic human decency and dignity in everyday interactions. Look around us, and we will see there is a whole lot of imitating going on. But it is not imitation of God. Desmond Tutu once said that our primary calling as human beings is to be God bearers, to be the presence of God in the world. Marcel Marceau, the great mime whom I described earlier, was far more than we saw in his silent clowning, which was often very profound. We discovered that he put his values to work. But he once said about the art of mime, he said, to be a mime, one must be a sculptor, a painter, a writer, a poet, and a musician. And one must also have incredible physical stamina and talent. He goes on to say, it's not a dance, it's not slapstick, it is essence and restraint. Mime is beyond words. It is the art of the essential. Beyond words, the art of the essential. Paul gives us some essentials. Have nothing to do with lies. Speak truth to one another. Work honestly. Share with those in need. Be angry at sin, but don't let anger turn to sin. Build up one another. Stay away from wrath, anger, wrangling, slander, and malice. Be kind to one another. Tender-hearted, forgiving. And we notice that most of what is required is beyond words, and instead requires action. You know, we hear a lot of words being thrown around today. I hear a lot of people throwing around words like freedom, liberty, equality, justice, rights. But I hear these words being thrown around selectively. Selectively just for some. Freedom for some people. Liberty for some people. Equality for this group. Justice for that group. Individual rights. Not used collectively where it's liberty, freedom, equality, justice, rights for all. These are words. The actions are the real imitation of God. For all people, building up the body of humanity, which is the body of Christ. Our reading from the Proverbs this morning said, "Lay aside immaturity and live and walk in the way of discernment." Discernment. Stop, look, listen before we act. And ask one primary question. Are we being imitators of God? Amen. Last week in our reading from Ephesians, we heard these words. We must no longer be children tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness in deceitful scheming. This week we hear wisdom. Wisdom. Did you notice in this reading from Proverbs that wisdom is female? She says, lay aside immaturity and live. Both of these passages are basically telling us to grow up. Be adults. And when we are, we know what to do. Much like the prophets before him, and most importantly, like Jesus, Paul goes on to say at the end of this laundry list of how to imitate God, he goes on to say that these actions are for naught unless we live in love, as Christ loves us. It does sound simple, but it's not easy. But that's our calling. Go and be imitators of God. Amen.